a very long submission by him, and he did make some very hard-hitting points. So there are certainly questions for the department to answer. It's probably worth just listening to your covering about the points that people have raised. It is probably worth saying that the stadium itself, in normal use, in the proposed normal use, there's not a problem with that. The problem is if there is an emergency, and at the moment most of the exit from the stadium would be from the north, from the Andersonstown Road entrances. And the problem is if those are blocked for some reason, for example, if there's a sort of a gas explosion or something else happens, you would have to try and get all of the people to come out from the other exits off the ground, and those are too small. So it is a risk. It's not a huge risk, but it is a big risk if you get my understanding, and it is something that does have to be addressed. And I think the department did not handle things properly by not addressing those concerns.
It's surprising that, if Mr. Scott is exactly right in what he's saying, it is surprising that the issue would not be properly addressed, because this is a state-of-the-art stadium and you would expect that emergency evacuation would be top of the list, even though people argue the GAA may only be able to fill this stadium once a year with an All-Ireland quarter final, or indeed maybe an Ulster final. So maybe once or twice a year they'll have a full house in the stadium. But you would still have to plan it for evacuating it when it is stuffed to the rafters. And there's a suggestion here that they were prepared, or someone involved was prepared, to put some pressure on Mr. Scott. Obviously, the GAA are clearly saying they didn't put on any pressure on anyone.
Well, the issue, if you want to be clear about it, the issue would be that there's probably only one event a year, but there may be two or three more, but there's a modest number of events a year when you might be getting close to full capacity. You then have an issue that you only have a problem if they're in an emergency. If the emergency blocks the exit to the Andersonstown Road, so unless you can absolutely guarantee that the Andersonstown Road will always be clear, then you have to find some way of getting people out elsewhere, and that hasn't been possible. And the real issue is, you cannot be wise after the event on these things. You have to plan in advance. And I do think that they are going to have to find some way, the department is going to have to find some way of getting exits at other parts of the stadium.
Do you think the minister's in a difficult place on this one?
Absolutely. The biggest thing that, there actually were a number of big things Mr. Scott said, but one of them was that nobody had come forward with an emergency exit plan. So there was nothing to consider. Now that, to my mind, is a departmental responsibility, and it's something that we intend to get to the bottom of. All of this came around is, instead of trying to deal with the issue, because it is an issue, is that people tried to sweep it under the carpet, and the department were at fault in that, in my opinion, and we need to find out exactly why they did it.
The Sports Minister, Cathal na Cuaillíne, ordering a full review of the project. Do you believe that the casement stadium will ever actually be built, or will it lie and flounder like it is at the moment in West Belfast?
Well, the Minister should have made this sort of investigation way earlier. I mean, we've had a judicial review. It's not as if this has been something that's been a surprise. We've looked at this in depth. This matter should have been dealt with by the Minister months ago, if not years ago. So you then get the situation, well, if it was addressed, what could be done? Currently, as the things stand, you could probably not build a stadium that had you could build a stadium, but you couldn't fill it to more than, say, 20,000 people. And that would probably make it uneconomic for a regional stadium for the GAA. So we have to find a resolution to it. Is there a resolution? Yes, there is. There's a resolution to everything. You can find ways of getting different access over to the leisure centre, or you can come to some other arrangements about how you're going to manage the Andersonstown Road traffic issues. But all of those require proper planning and proper negotiation, and simply sweeping things under the carpet is not going to fix it. They will have to be addressed, and if they are addressed, then you can go ahead. But as things stand at the moment, nothing has progressed far enough to get a safety certificate.
Okay, Basil McRae, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you. That's Basil McRae, who's part of that assembly committee at Stormont. It's just gone 25 to 10. I'll get back to your text, your emails, your tweets, your comments very shortly. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Some of you are saying what I suggested earlier, this part of the world, we're not great at doing stadia, so we're not. Ah, dear-o.